The parable of the two sons. Dad owns a vineyard and he needs help. So he goes to his two sons and he says, "Look, boys, I brought you into this world. I can take you out of it." That's what my dad said to me. "Hey, look, boys, I put a roof over your head, put food on the table. Need your help today. Would you come help me in my vineyard?" And the first son says, "Dad, there's football on this afternoon. I told my friends I'd meet up with them. I can't do it." So turns away. And after a while, and you know this feeling, you've told somebody no, told your parents no, told your spouse no, you've been hesitant with somebody, and you walk away and then you realize, "I need to go back and help out. I need to follow through." So he goes back and he works in his father's vineyard. Second son, dad says, "Look, son, roof over your head, food on the table, I need your help today." He says, "Absolutely, dad, you know I'm there." And then he realizes, "Got to catch up on some episodes, got a few things going on, I'm going to scroll a little bit longer," and then doesn't go work in the field. Which of the two did his father's will? The first one. The one who said no. The one that was hesitant. But that after a moment of humility, comes back and works side by side with his father. Jesus is addressing this parable in the temple area there with the chief priests, the elders of the town of Jerusalem. The cultural leaders of all of Israel are there. And Jesus addresses this parable to them. And he says, "Look, prostitutes and tax collectors, those who have betrayed their nation, who would be publicly flogged and stoned in front of you, they're entering the kingdom of heaven before you are. You follow the law, but John the Baptist came to prepare the way, to say that the Messiah was on his way, that you need to stop laying these burdens on other people, that you need to repent and believe in the gospel, that the kingdom of God is no longer ethereal, abstract. The kingdom of God is among you in my person. And every time I've come, you've just been nagging me more and more that you won't believe in me, that you won't follow me. You don't even have ears to hear the things that I'm saying. Where's your openness of heart? I know you've said yes, but it seems like you keep running away. You're not responding to what I'm asking of you." So tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. They said no at first in horrible, wretched, disgusting ways that brokenness leads us to, the ways that sin and temptation lead us to, and yet they've come back to the living God. There's so much hope in this gospel for you and for me, because our hearts are fickle and the world is cruel and we get beat down over time and we tell the Lord no time and time again. And yet God is so good that he knows our heart, my heart, your heart, that we're tempted to say no. And yet he doesn't stop pursuing us. I know that the life of faith feels like us pursuing God, that I have to go out of my way to say yes to him. But faith is always God coming to us first. "It was not you who chose me," Jesus says. "I chose you." Jesus moves first. He chooses us. He says, "Will you come into my vineyard?" And faith is only response to what God is already doing. And God has a plan for your life. You're not dead. And so this moment, this gap of time between your birth and your death, God has a plan for this time here and now. It's not in vain. You're not here just to make a few blessed years and then go out however you please. God has ordained your life for some specific, some definite service that he can use you in only the way that your personality, your history, your family, your relationships allow. Mother Teresa once said that, "I am a little pencil in the hand of God, writing a love letter to the world." I'm a little pencil in the hand of God. That she was docile enough, free enough to be utilized by God in whatever way that he saw fit. But even Mother Teresa was a sinner. Even you and I are sinners, and our hearts are prone to say no to the Lord. And yet he waits for us to say yes, because he has a plan. because he's on the move. He's doing something. And we hear in this second reading, this letter to the Philippians, it's this great song that Paul writes. It was a song that the early Christians sung, that Jesus, who was ascended on the heights, Jesus in glory, comes down from his throne, comes down from his glory, his goodness, and becomes man. He humbles himself, becoming obedient, like a slave, he says, obedient even unto death. That no one deserves death less than God, the ever-living God, the eternal God, the maker of the universe. No one deserves death less than Jesus did. Yet he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death. And you think of that word obedience, and it really fits into today's gospel. That the word obedience in Greek and in Latin means to listen attentively. To listen attentively. So an obedient person listens attentively to what his or her superior is saying. Are you listening attentively to the living God in your life who calls you to come out and work into in his vineyard? Are you listening attentively to the Lord and responding with joy, with promptness, with ease? See, I know in my life, I can sense, and I undoubtedly you sense this too, that it's like, I know God's doing something. He's calling me somewhere. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know he's doing something. And then I don't want to listen. I kind of close my ears. I don't want to listen attentively. So after a day, I stop listening to the Lord. After a week, it's like, oh yeah, there's that thing. It's like, no, but not now. It's bad timing. And then like a month later, it's like, I don't really want to look at that, Lord. And then 3 months later, he'll bring it up. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. That you wanted to do that, but I haven't been following up. And then eventually the Lord gives me this grace. I've said no enough, then I would say, okay, Lord, I want to come work in your vineyard. I want to follow you, whatever that's going to look like. And you have to have this conversion to turn back. That's what the word conversion means, literally to turn around. And we go back to the Lord, to have this conversion of heart. And so what the saints in heaven, the saints that we pray to, the saints that we honor, the saints that we revere and look to for intercession, the saints in heaven are the ones who learn to kind of close this gap between when God calls and when I respond. Jesus always calls us first. God moves first, and we respond. Not that it takes me a year, Lord, or 6 months, or 3 months, not even 1 month, not even a week, but that as soon as I feel that God calls, I can give him my fiat, my yes. Yes, Lord, I'll come and work in your vineyard. That's a hard thing to do. Because our pride gets in our way and our plans. And we kind of like being a little bit selfish because it's comfortable and we don't trust others. And we certainly sometimes don't trust what the Lord's up to. But my hope in this gospel passage for you and for me is that God knows our hearts. That in the parable of the two sons, Jesus asks the question, who did the Father's will? The first son or the second son? The first son did the Father's will. The one who originally said, no, I won't go, Dad. He did the Father's will because he returns. And so undoubtedly, there's some sticking point in your life, some place of resistance, where it's you know that the Lord's calling you to grow, to trust him. Where is that? Where is it that I can turn back now and give my yes to the Lord? And to trust in his plan. He's doing something. He's on the move. And he has a plan for your life that corresponds with your desires, the good things that he has in store for you. But how can I give my yes to the Lord this day? We are so privileged to come to Mass, which is really a safe space. But to make my prayer and my heart in a very generous spirit, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. I lay my heart before you. I want to be converted. That we come to the Lord with that generosity of spirit for all the times we've said no. At this Mass today and going forward, we look for the opportunity to say yes. I will serve. I'll work in your vineyard.